Playing with Fire by Peter Robinson. Read by Neil Pearson. 19th of July. I was on my third sleeping pill and my second glass of whiskey when he knocked on my door. Why I bothered to answer it, I don't know. I'd resigned myself to my fate and arranged matters so I would leave the world as peacefully and comfortably as possible, and nobody would mourn my passing. Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony was playing on the stereo. It was nice to have something to go along with the incessant tapping of rain on my flimsy roof. But I suppose answering the door was an instinctive reaction, like when the phone rings, you answer it. Anyway, I did. And there he stood, under a black umbrella. Though I hadn't seen him for 20 years, I recognised him immediately. "Can I come in?" he said, with that characteristic smile of his. "It's raining fit to start the second flood out here." I stood aside, dumbfounded, as he folded his umbrella. Of all the people I never expected to see again, it was him. He stooped and walked in. I could see his eyes register everything immediately. Of course, I hadn't bothered hiding the whiskey and the pills. He propped his umbrella against the wall, where it dripped on the threadbare carpet. "You look like hell," he said. "Fallen on hard times?" "Something like that," I mumbled. "Well, it's your lucky day," he said. "I've a little job for you. Should be a profitable one. Low risk, high yield."